This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
On September 11, 2014, M. Schenken Communications Incorporated announced a closing of Food Arts. Food Arts, founded by Michael and Ariane Batterbury in 1986, was a beloved industry publication that served as a launchpad for many of today's most celebrated writers, photographers, chefs, and restaurateurs. We're joined on the line by Irene Sachs, professor of food writing at NYU and former writer for Food Arts. Irene, this news came as a surprise to many, and we'd love to hear about your relationship with the publication, your thoughts on its closing, and what do you think this means for the future of food media?
Well, first of all, I was never on staff. I was always a freelancer, first because I was writing for newspapers at the time, and then later, when I wasn't doing that, I freelanced for them. Food Arts was a special publication. It was a trade publication, which usually means, you know, bad graphics and boring writing. This had great photographs. It had excellent writing, and it was really the creation of Michael Batterbury, who was an inspired editor. Michael was someone who always knew where the story was and that there was, in fact, a story. I liked writing for them because a lot of food magazines are sort of about nothing. They're about what an editor of mine used to call, hello, here's strawberries, you know, here's what's in season, or here's a lovely dinner party. With Food Arts, the story was always there. You were reporting something. Maybe you heard this from Elizabeth, from Lizzie, but after 9/11, which is ironic that it's the same day, after 9/11, they asked me to do a story about what the food world was doing to help out the people who were the firemen and the policemen and the people who were cleaning up the site. And it was a time when the whole city was stunned, in shock, depressed, sad, and fearful, and I was certainly one of them. And because Michael had sent me out to get the story, I did what I knew I could do best. I reported it out, and I talked to everybody I knew, and we wound up putting together a story that, with Michael's help, he helped me organize it. And Beverly Stevens, who was then the editor, and it won an award at the Society of Food Journalists. But that wasn't the only kind of, that was a big deal. But I also wrote stories about, whether chefs should write cookbooks as an aid to branding themselves, or how best to deal with internet criticism. There was always a core to the story. It was a great place to work for. The editors were universally nice. They were firm. They had high standards, but they weren't mean. It was done on a I'm telling you probably more than you need to know, but it was done on a shoestring. I mean, when Condé Nast was sending everybody out in private taxis, if you wrote for Food Arts, you didn't have a food budget. You know, you couldn't eat out on the magazine. But I don't know. To get together, Michael and then later Beverly put together a great magazine. I think it's really a shame that it's gone. You say, what does that mean for the future? I think it's just another symptom of this huge revolution that we're in the middle of and the death of print media.
Obviously, you, through your work at NYU, are kind of working to shape the next generation of food writers. And I guess I'm curious, you know, what does it even mean to be a writer in the food space? I mean, what do you see? What are you telling your students? How should they be thinking about this new kind of media and writing landscape?
They, oddly enough, are more comfortable with it than I am because I grew up and I got into this at a time when you when that's what you did. You were a journalist or an editor. You would, you know, you could get a job with a salary. The kids that I teach now don't really expect to do that. They expect to do something else and also write. And they're much more comfortable, obviously, with the internet and with the idea that that they'll have blogs or maybe contribute for no money to one of the internet magazines, one of the online magazines. Everything's changing, and I think. I mean, even the cookbook world is changing, where so many of the more popular, I mean, all the popular cookbooks now are connected to television shows. Everything is in flux. That's where we are. It's kind of like the music business. It's just part of what's happening to print journalism. I mean, if you love it, you should do it, but you shouldn't expect to make a living from it.
Irene, thank you so much. I really appreciate you carving out some time for us.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.